Harnessing rivers to generate electricity. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers are helping develop small hydropower systems that don't require building a dam, but instead use a turbine anchored into a river to harness the flow of water to generate electricity for remote communities located far off the grid. But before that can happen, researchers like Jeremy Casper with the Alaska Center for Energy and Power must solve problems that have held back development of so-called river hydrokinetic systems.
There's a lot of things involved in getting a turbine like this out in the water. And so we need to demonstrate that we can get these turbines out there for long periods of time.
Casper and his team have already solved one problem that's plagued previous tests, protecting the turbine from being smashed by logs and other driftwood carried along by a river's flow. The team last year designed and built a steel frame debris diverter at their test site along the Tanana River near Nenana that shunts driftwood off to either side.
Figuring out where things are going to go wrong and how to prevent them. That's what we're doing.
Casper says they're now studying how to control fluctuations in electricity generated by the turbine that are caused by variations in the river's flow, which makes the turbine's blades turn at varying speeds.
The first thought was, it's constantly spinning. It's just a river. It's constant. It's not. Yep. Hydrokinetic turbines, since they vary so much, it's actually turning out to be fairly complicated to integrate them into the grid.
He says researchers are developing a control unit that'll stabilize the fluctuating electrical output.
Basically, it takes the wildly varying voltage and current coming from the turbine and then conditions it, inverts it, turns it into an AC current.
Casper says the control unit is one of many technologies that'll be required to make small hydrokinetic systems commercially viable and practical for such uses as powering remote communities. We'll talk more about river hydropower systems next week. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at kuac.org.